Welcome to another edition of As It Is. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. You've come to the right place to learn and improve your American English skills. Today we have two stories for you that concern technology. First, we will hear from Iran. The government has a new plan to make sure that its citizens can visit only certain places on the Internet. Then, the robots are coming. No, not to take over the Earth, as in a science fiction movie, but maybe to change how some people in China earn a living. This is VOA, and we are happy to have you with us. Here is part one. For years, officials in Iran have talked about building what they call a halal Internet, an Internet for Iranians completely separate from the rest of the world. Recently, government officials in Iran unveiled a new measure in their continuing effort to monitor where its citizens can and cannot go online. It is an Iran-only search engine called Yooze. Jonathan Evans tells us about it.
Yooze is the Persian word for cheetah. Iranians, especially young Iranians, are big Internet users. Western-based search engines like Google, Bing, and Yahoo are very popular. But Yooze is designed to be the opposite of those sites. Officials say Yooze will perform searches of Iran-based and Persian-language websites. Mehdi Naghavi is the Minister for Information and Communications Technology. He oversees Yooze. Mr. Naghavi says the search engine will collect search information for users to make searches faster and more secure. Mr. Naghavi says Yooze will, in his words, help Iranians circumvent the U.S.-led economic sanctions and grant the academic world the access to the Persian cyberspace. Iranian officials monitor Internet traffic in and out of Iran closely. Yooze is the latest tool to filter out material and websites the government finds objectionable. Officials are constantly blocking new websites created by free speech activists. During national elections and sensitive times, they even slowed down Internet traffic, leaving users frustrated. Some technology experts doubt Iran's claims of building a completely separate national Internet. They say Iran has built what they call a filter net, a heavily censored and filtered Internet. British Small Media is a web analysis company. In a recent report, it states that Iran is investing in a filter net and has doubled the budget for information and communications technology in just a few years. The report also states that popular websites and applications, such as Instagram and WhatsApp, are being blocked more frequently. Critics argue whether it is even possible for a country to turn back once it is connected to the Internet. Egypt and Syria tried to block the Internet during sensitive times. Both countries found the effects of blocking its citizens from the Internet even more damaging. China's Great Firewall is the largest web filtering and censorship operation in the world. Chinese officials use it to filter objectionable speech while permitting the free flow of international trade. But even that system is not foolproof. Internet users in China can still circumvent filters from the government using Tor, VPNs, and Siphon to hide their activities. But it is clear that Iranians should not use Yooze if they want to search the entire Internet. I'm Jonathan Evans.
You are listening to VOA, the Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. A major manufacturing company employs workers in China to make iPads and iPhones. Now, the Honghai company plans to replace many workers with robots. Both economists and labor rights groups are welcoming the move. They say it will save the company money and ease workplace disputes. Kelly Jean Kelly has more.
The Honghai company is based in Taiwan and operates factories in China. The U.S. company Apple and other top electronic brands hire Honghai to make products, including iPads and iPhones. The CEO of Honghai is Terry Goh. Mr. Goh recently told reporters that Honghai is replacing 70% of its manufacturing process with an automatic system. He says machines will do most of the work that people do now. Mr. Goh expects the changes to be finished in 3 years. Jamie Wong is a researcher with a business in Taipei that studies markets. She says using robots is an increasingly common change in manufacturing. Even the popular company Apple is planning to depend more on robots, she says. So, she says, manufacturers like Honghai must keep up with the market and reduce their costs. Using robots may also reduce Honghai's risk of labor disputes. In the past 5 years, some workers in Honghai's Chinese factories have protested workplace conditions and even killed themselves. The events have damaged the company. Now, fewer workers are depending on Honghai for jobs. Jeff Crothall is a spokesman for the China Labor Bulletin Advocacy Group in Hong Kong. He says people are no longer forming long lines to try to work in factories. He says some Chinese workers are staying in school longer and seeking higher levels of education. Others are simply finding better jobs in other places. Companies such as Honghai are also facing rising wages for factory work in China. Those wages rose 13% in 2014. At the same time, the cost of living in eastern China is increasing. Some workers are moving to less expensive but less developed cities. And foreign investments, especially in manufacturing, are slowing. Direct investments grew at only 2% last year. Liang Guyen is chairman.